Welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later, God, I tell you what, people, if you hear what we talk about in the ad breaks,
we'd be sued for defamation.
No, Webby, don't say it. Okay. It's just not right, not even in medieval times. A little bit later, we've got Movie of the Week, which is Beverly Hills Cop, and the heat is on. But it's time for What's Up Joey's Nose.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need.
I tell you what, it sparked a memory thinking about that. Says, mate, what about Magic Round? Like some of the, mate, on by Sunday night
Sex
at Magic,
and drugs and rock and roll?
You were singing that song, mate, let me tell you.
On Sunday night, mate, people were walking the streets, what I call Queensland drunk.
Oh, yeah.
They were just, yeah. They
throw that in with a bit of John's drunk.
Myself and Webby. Yeah,
not the younger brother.
Myself and Gordy walked into to have a beer at a bar on Sunday night. Oh. It was jammed. We walked out of there, walked into the casino, and two blokes got me in a headlock. And I said to Gordy, I'm out of here. I'm just, anyway, sorry, Joey.
What's up my nose is all our great-great-grandmothers, if they were parachuted into this time, would be disgusted with the manners of people. Not many people say please and thank you, especially when it involves getting a camera and a photo or one of those stupid selfies. There is no please or thank you.
Righto.
Come here! Let me get a photo with you!
Righto. I've got a story for you, Joe.
Right up my beak.
On Sunday night before the show, Hindy's standing there, and this young kid and his dad race over to Hindy, and the young bloke goes, sign this. And Tino from the Titans, captain of the Titans, young Tino, stepped in and said to the young bloke, you should say please.
Did he really?
Yes.
Good on him.
And Hindy said, I've never heard that from a young guy like that before.
People are pretty full on, aren't they?
I've just had a mental blank. The bloke that was on The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves.
Mm. I've seen a thing him saying, you know what, don't come up and ask for a selfie or a photo. Come up and say hello and be nice. And you know what, I'll give you 5 minutes of my time and you'll get more out of that than sticking a camera in my face.
John Lennon used to say all the time at the start of the film clip,
was there
nobody
selfies
told
around?
Me. He said no. He said, people always walk up to me and they say, I don't want to bother you, but they still do. rest in peace, old mate.
Very good.
Benny, you've got something here which has pricked our attention. Well, influencers.
Influencers, yes. On the back of that, Joey, and obviously the taking of the photos. Influencers in the wild. If you haven't seen this on Instagram, get on it. Because basically it's all these idiots out there lying on beaches or sitting on rocks or doing everything in bikinis and stuff. And it's a page that shows these people in the wild. Mm. Video sitting by other people and then sent into this Instagram page, influencers in the wild. It is amazing.
Getting hammered by the
sitting
shore
on rocks.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't, if you don't film it, it doesn't happen. That sort of.
Can someone fill me in, an influencer? What do they get paid to do this sort of stuff?
Some people do. But other people want to be influencers, and so they think if they show their backside
social
media,
showing your backside, do they get paid to show their backside?
I don't know if a lot of the backside. I don't know if 99% of the backside people get an earn out of it.
Yeah. I've got a new career. I'm influencing influencers.
Oh yes, the influencer.
Yep. Yes.
You could be an influencer.
Have you ever had a run-in with somebody, with an influencer who've got in your way or have done something to your property?
No.
You know who's the biggest influencer where we hang out with, and that's Nathan Hindmarsh.
Oh, yeah.
Even his Mother's Day message was a plug for Harley Davidson.
It's unbelievable.
Really?
Hey, don't worry, Fletcher's pretty good too.
It's like he's their photo with his mum and he's in his leathers and he's like, happy Mother's Day, you know, great mum, da 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 da. She was also the person that first put me on the back of a motorbike at Harley Davidson.
Champion Blacktown.
You know what though? Like, I've got a mate of mine who's a PT and he spruiks the hell out of a stack of the amount of free stuff he gets. Like, I mean, Apple Watches, phones, And they don't need it back as long as you have an X amount.
Oh, they give it to you for free.
Yeah, as long as you plug it X amount of times to your 35,000 followers, mate, then you get to keep it.
If you buy a Rolex, people, I tell you what, they're wonderful.
These Nikes I've got on are just the best. Actually, and my birthday yesterday, I am not an influencer, but as you get older, what present do you get as you get older? Underpants.
Undies?
Underpants, yeah. Okay.
I've got these Lululemon undies on, and it's like my plums are in a cloud.
Yeah, right.
How much? And not one of those rank clouds, those big fluffy ones.
Like a cumulonimbus.
Well, if you go to America, mate, it's glorious. You get this powder in America.
They're singing to me right now.
Matty Weiss put me onto. You get this powder, and you put it on your...
Hey. No, kids listening.
And you put it in your cags. And right, what happens, he said, he gave me something. He said, mate, when you go to America, get me one of these. And I said, yeah. Anyway, I got some. Honestly, he said it's like an Eskimo is like blowing cold wind on your
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
Putting powder on your nether regions.
Yeah, it's
that reminds
insane.
You of, actually, it's, never mind.
Is it talc?
Yeah, it's a special type of talk.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. How much does that cost?
It's an Eskimo talc.
I think it was about $19.95. Yeah, talking about Hindy, right?
Yeah.
His wife, Bonnie, is part of the Three Birds.
Three Birds.
With Nathan Kalis's wife
and Jason Taylor's wife.
Now, here's the story. They do this thing, mate, and it goes all around the world. They redevelop houses and upgrade them. So I'm walking one day at Manly with Phil Bailey's in-laws who are over visiting from Minnesota. And I'm walking along, right, and I hear, "Hey, Matty," and it's Gus Warland and Hugh Jackman. Oh. So I say, "Hey, could I introduce you to a couple of people?" So I brought them over, Doris and her husband's this name, Rick. Doris and Rick.
This would want to finish well because it's treading water at the
right moment. So he's come over and I said, "Oh, you know," and they're going, "Oh, yeah, hey, Hugh, it's nice to meet you." They're quite underwhelmed. We walk 50 metres down the road and literally Doris goes, "Oh, my God, there's one of the girls from Three Birds."
What?
Yes.
Three Birds. Yeah. Massive.
Yeah, one of
those. What do they do?
A quick one on Hindy.
Redo houses, build houses.
They do renos. Wind
up. Yeah, I got a really funny one about Hindy. We might do it after the break.
Do it after the break.
Oh,
this is
a good hook and tease.
Cliffhanger.
Take a break. You'll hear about Hindy and rev it up.